working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of jazz flute player Hubert Laws with our special guest, Horace Washington. New York cabaret star Mark Winkler pays a surprise visit, and the gang plays Who's Got the Blues. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
All right, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello, everyone, and good evening.
The question is, how are you? It is official. They are woo-hoo.
They are woo-hoo. Great to have a woo-hoo in the house.
Oh, you know, I'd feel woo-hoo if I wasn't so sad, Pearl. You know, Kim Kardashian got a divorce from this guy after just 72 days of wedding bliss.
You know, that's right, Pete. It is a very sad, sad bit of news. She blew through his money faster than Joan Rivers goes through Botox.
Oh, yeah. You know, it must have felt like Hurricane Kim.
Yeah, or just the NBA draft.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, which doesn't seem to be happening either.
I know, no. Did you hear about this guy, though, this gun instructor that says he won't give classes to certain people? Who do you think? What kind of people do you think this Rambo wants to kick out of his shooting class? Guesses.
Okay, I'm going to go with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
That's safe.
I'm going to say the male gender in general.
The male gender. He wants to have somebody in his class.
That's smart.
I'd say children under three.
Children under three. Nope. In fact, this instructor actually says he won't give handgun safety lessons to anyone that voted for President Obama. Because he says they can't make a knowledgeable and prudent decision as required by law.
How about a 30-day wait for a period of stupidity?
Well, you know, let's get off that topic and on to something that we all will enjoy. Let's ask Nedra Dixon here to sing a Gershwin tune that Hubert Laws recorded on an album called Finding the Groove. But not for me.
Old man sunshine, listen you. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrix Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell me fate supplies a mate. That's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hold less and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Thank you. and get that way. Hi-ho, lass, and also like a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. No, no, I guess he's not for me.
We celebrate the birthday of the man who played the trump, or the flute. He played the flute.
The flute, he did play.
Not the,
flute.
The trump.
But he probably could.
I bet he could. He's that good. But he played on more recordings than anyone in the business. We're talking about Hubert Laws, everybody. Guy was raised in Houston, Texas, to a musical family. And he won a scholarship to New York's Juilliard School of Music. You might have heard of it. Where he studied classical music and played with the New York Philharmonic. Laws broke into jazz on the 1971 CTI recording Rite of Spring, gigging alongside Jack DeJohnette, Bob James, and Ron Carter.
Hubert Laws has played and recorded with Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Leonard Horne, Leonard Bernstein, Stevie Wonder, just to name a few. We've also had the pleasure of having him attend a 12th Street Jump show.
Yeah, I saw now, him and did the same thing I did just a minute ago.
he has that effect on
people. Hi, Mr. Laws. So we're going to spend the next hour showing him some respect and playing his tunes. And to get that done, we need a man that is a great jazz flautist, and that'd be our special guest and old friend at 12th Street Jump, Horace Washington. Come on up to the stage, Horace. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back.
When did you get hip to the Laws?
I got hip to the Laws in about 1968 when he had a hit with Mongo Santa Maria, Cold Sweat, and he was playing tenor saxophone at the time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So how is Laws different than the rest?
How is Laws different from the rest? He has a highly classical and refined sound. You know, he brings the flute to the top of what the flute should be. He's a John Coltrane of flute players, yeah.
Why the flute, man?
Why the flute?
Why the flute?
Why the flute is because the flute is one of the oldest instruments that there is. You can go all the way back to Genesis where Jubal created the pipe and the string. It remains the same. It remains the same all the way up through the period of the Enlightenment when a cat named Boehm invented what we're calling the modern flute right now by the use of the flute's conic shape and larger holes using levers and springs to operate it to make the flute, of course, louder. Boehm was a hated guy in his day because the increase of his technology unemployed many other people. Now you move forward into... Wait.
We're going to have a whole show for you to tell the rest of the story.
Well, you get to talk about Joseph Quantz, Frederick the Great, Jean-Pierre Rampal.
Who would rather hear him play right now? Yeah. And we'll all get the rest of the story later. We love you, Horace. We need to get you playing because you are just too good.
Yeah, hey. Why can't alligators ride in cars?
I don't know, man.
Mouth too big.
Ah! All right. He's a comedian, too. He'll be all night. Joe, what tune are we getting started with?
Now, speaking of John Coltrane, here's a Coltrane tune that Hubert Laws told me that he really enjoys performing, and so I think we're all going to enjoy listening to Horace perform Moment's Notice. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got bent? Who hocked the spook so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
The question is, who's got the blues? And the answer is everybody. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That is right. Now we're going to find out what gives our special guest, Horace Washington, the blues.
All right, Horace. Let's keep the answers short. Give us an unknown fact about Horace Washington.
Let's see here. An unknown fact about me might be...
something clean.
I'm a dog lover.
Oh, that's what a...
sweet.
I like them all. Big, tall, short, small.
Okay.
Long hair, short hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, wow, wow.
Are we still talking about dogs? Favorite sport?
My favorite sport is Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Not football, Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, it's a whole sport. Yeah. Favorite word?
Love.
Oh. And what gives you the blues?
Not having love.
Well, there it is. He's a dog lover. He loves Chiefs football. He loves love. And he doesn't love not having love.
Well, I could work with this. Horace, we're going to sing your blues, sir.
All right, here we go.
So make it up.
Horace likes the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, it brings him great fun. He likes cheering for the Chiefs every Saturday, Sunday. It brings him so much fun. But the best part about cheering for the Chiefs right now is, well, they are definitely tied for number one.
Long hair, short hair, big, tall, fat, skinny, he loves them all. Long hair, short hair, big, tall, fat, skinny, he loves them all. Well, as long as Horace got his doggy, he's gonna have a natural ball.
When Horace Washington blows that flute, he plays it with love. Horace plays that jubal pipe, and he caresses each note with love. You know, Horace, darling, when you're playing that flute, those sounds just caress me like a glove.
If you get trouble with the cops, he'll pay your bail.
True.
If you need some water, he'll grab a pail.
Cool.
But the only time he loves cats more than dogs, when he's chasing some tail.
Now, Horace, he's a cool cat, traveled the world, and that's no mystery. He's been here, he's been there, he's played high, he's played low, and it is not a mystery. But if you want to know about the flute, start with Janice and let this man give you the history.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked his flute so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and blues? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Horace Washington and his blues. Thank you.
There's a whole lot of love in the room tonight.
I can feel the love, Pete. I can feel the love in the room.
There you go.
Don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then you're gonna love our special guest. All the way from L.A., his album Till I Get It Right was heralded by Jazz Times as one of the 10 best vocal CDs of 2009. And that's not all, David. There's more, isn't there?
There's more. You know, this is the third time we've had somebody on the show and their album went through the dang roof. Now, he's just getting started with this Jazz Time thing. It's going to go through the roof now. He might get a Grammy or something like that. You know, since he's doing our show, that's how it goes. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Giacomo Gates.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Sean Jones. All the people that just like get better and better and better. I tell you what, there's been a lot of great CDs this year, but the one called Sweet Spot, it's doing very well. And how about from Los Angeles, California, Mark Winkler joining us. Say hello to Mark Winkler. So, Mark, how are you?
I'm great.
Man, it's great for you to drop by the show tonight. You know, you how do you make a CD? I mean, what do you start with? Do you start with like some great songs? You find some great musicians? Do you just you're just sitting at a bar one night and go, you know, let's go to the studio and make a CD? I mean, do you have a plan when you make a CD? How do you do it?
It's like a business plan.
A business plan.
Yeah, basically with this album Sweet Spot, what I did is I took the songs that I'd been singing for the last year and a half. And
yeah.
they got good applause.
Yeah.
And I put them on the record. And the ones that didn't get any applause, I didn't put them on the record. So it was road tested.
Huh.
So it's all the songs on the record did well live.
And that's what I've been doing cats. Wrong. I usually just like go to a strip bar and then hang out for a while. And then I go to the studio and make a CD and then go home. I guess there's a step or two I'm missing here.
I'm glad you
came around. This is helping me a lot,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I think you're...
It's helping me a lot. So, Sweet Spot. You had Barbara Morrison, the great blues singer,
yeah,
singing.
The great blues singer. She sang a duet with me, and she was fantastic. And when I was in the studio with her, we did it sort of like old school, where we were facing each other, like
yeah.
you and me now.
Yeah.
And she just started singing, and I had to
That's
up
great.
My game, because Barbara Morrison's pretty cool.
You know, this week is the week... of Hoagy Carmichael's birth,
yeah.
the anniversary of his birth. And your mother was
yeah.
a big band singer. What
yeah.
was her nickname?
Her nickname was the Stardust Lady. She sang on the radio with the Earl Burnett Band in Los Angeles, and she was a wonderful singer, and she always would sing this song, Stardust, because it was her theme song. So tonight, she's passed away. It means a lot to me to sing it for her. So this one's for my mom, and Hoagy Carmichael wrote it. Sometimes I wonder why I smell the lonely night, dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, are in my arms. The nightingale sings its fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart you will my stardust memory, the melody love's refrain. In my heart, you will remain my stardust melody, the memory love's refrain. Sometimes I wonder Thank you.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Kim Kardashian had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Andy Rooney's gone to heaven, thinking everything's gonna be swell. Andy passed and went to heaven, hoping things would work out swell. But St. Pete had so much overcrowding, his eyebrows went to hell.
Herman Cain wants to be president, but I don't think he's gonna get his wish. With so many rumors popping up, it's like barrel full of fish. 'Cause his hand wasn't in the cookie jar, his thing was caught in the deep dish.
Population 7 million, solutions plain to see. Congress needs to repeal the law of gravity.
Before you heckle Lindsay Lohan, walk a mile and hear Jimmy Choo.
Go out and have a good week. That's all but losing the news.
Bobby Timmons wrote it, Hubert Laws recorded it, and now here's David Bassey to sing That Dare.
Hey, Daddy, what's that dare? And why that under dare? Oh, Daddy in heaven, look at that over there. And what they doing there? And where they going there? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, Daddy, who's that in my chair? And what you doing there? Oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, can I go over there? Hey, Daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything hit. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. And quizzical sensitive child. And sometimes the questions get wild. Like, Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair. And where's my teddy bear? And oh, Daddy, oh, hey, look at that cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? No right from wrong, gotta make him strong. As life's parade goes marching by, he'll need to know some reasons, reasons why. I don't know all the answers, but I'll try best as I can. Gonna help him to plan so he can be a man. You give your kid the best and hope that he'll pass the test. And finally you send him out into the world somewhere. And I bet him I never will forget him. And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, what you doing there? And how you work that there? And Daddy, oh hey, Daddy, what's that way up there? And Daddy, what is fair? Hey, why I gotta share? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? What that there, and what that under there? Oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, look good over there. And what they doing there, and where they going there? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who's that in my chair, and what she doing there? Oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, can I go over there? Hey, Daddy, what's a square, and where do we get air? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything hid. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't want to comb my hair, and where's my teddy bear? Oh, Daddy, oh, hey, look at that cowboy coming there. And can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? Oh, Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? forever more, gotta make it strong. This life's parade goes marching by. You need to know the reasons, reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try to help in the plans. Maybe you're a man, you'll be with man. You give your kid the best and hope that he'll pass the test. And why do you send him out into the world somewhere? And though he's grown, I bet him I never will forget it. And daddy, can I have the big elephant over there? Hey, what you doing there? And how you work that day? And radio, hey, daddy, what's that way up there? Hey, daddy, what's fair? How come I got a share? And daddy, oh, can I have that big elephant over there?
How about David Bassie and the boys, huh?
Thank you, Pete. Hey, Pete.
What?
You know, there's more birthdays than Hubert Laws and Hoagy Carmichael. Those are important birthdays this week, but who else is having a birthday this week?
How about four more sensational song stylists? I just got $5 from my alliteration agent. Mose Allison, Patricia Barber, Chris Connor, and Ernestine Anderson. And it's a birthday week, a Houston person, the tenor man who makes all the singers sound better. I bet he could even help me. Old-timers Muggsy Spanier and Mez Mesro celebrate birthdays this week, along with guitarist Russell Malone, reed man Don Byron, and arranger Billy May. And a happy birthday to the original Mr. Miami Heat. How about trumpet player Arturo Sandoval? Just some of what happened this week in jazz.
You know, Pete, you're always talking about birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone through a couple years of this now.
Yeah.
We've never celebrated your birthday.
I don't have one.
You don't?
I don't have one.
Are you like...
I was never born, David.
Are you telling me you're like... like an alien or something, man?
I'm an alien, man. And I was kind of hoping that would stay on the down low, but...
I wish it would have. I feel weird standing here with you now.
You just
can
put
I move
it out
over
there.
Here, maybe? Wow.
You know, and when I got here, 8-tracks were the thing.
Oh. You mean 8-tracks aren't the thing anymore?
Yeah, I got reel-to-reel in my Jeep.
Oh, gee.
You know how many albums come out every year on reel-to-reel?
I used to have a turntable in my car years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But the shock absorbers weren't good enough for the turntable. It was too good a table.
Well, if you want to hear something better than what you just did, stay close, because there's more to come on 12th Street Joe.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Pearl, Hubert Laws, you know, he performed with guitarist Earl Klugh on a soundtrack of a movie. The movie was called How to Beat the High Cost of Living.
Or as it was better known, My Weekend with Bernie Madoff.
You know, there's a guy who broke Laws and his wife didn't have a clue.
Well, I don't know about that. Here's a soundtrack we can all get into. We have Mark Winkler with another great Hoagie Carmichael classic, The Nearness of You.
Thank you. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that starts this sensation. Oh no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and you're oh so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. Soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight. And to feel in the night the nearness of you. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It's not your sweet conversation starts the sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and you're oh so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me, if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, to feel in the night the nearness of you. The nearness of you. Thank you.
Mark Winkler, everybody.
Pete, I have to say I love Hoagie Carmichael's music. It's so uplifting and inspiring.
You know, it's true, and he was writing in the depths of the Depression. The economy was in the pits, and unemployment was at an all-time high.
Great. They got Hoagie, we get Lady Gaga.
You know, we could sure use Carmichael's heart and soul to help us get through the Republican primaries.
Polling 1%,
Huntsman and Santorum, all their money spent. Two sleeping people who don't have a prayer, just campaign debts and really ugly hair.
Well, how about Newt Gingrich? His polling numbers have been pretty bad also.
You know, that guy sinks to the bottom of polls like a stripper with sweaty hands. Maybe he should marry a Kardashian.
Gingrich. Newt Gingrich. Your campaign's through. Voters think it's wrong when a candidate's had three or four wives, or a Kardashian too. He's from Georgia. Oh, Georgians, we don't blame you. You're just where Gingrich hides his checkbook till the Tiffany's bill arrives.
And then there's Herman Cain. You know, he's been dodging charges of sexual harassment.
Yeah, looks like the guy from Godfathers made an offer that she could refuse.
Oh. Pizza man needing some advice. When a lady says you ain't so nice, just back off or pay the price. Back to Alabama twice.
Then there's always Mitt Romney.
You mean the guy with more positions than the Kama Sutra.
Romney, why do you say one thing then disagree? When will you stop flip-flopping on me? Take Obamacare off your list, or Massachusetts will be pissed.
Wow, we sure could use Hoagie Carmichael today. He really had his finger on the pulse of America.
Yeah, you know, instead we got Republican candidates who have their thumbs someplace else.
Oh, Hoagie, if you can hear us, where will we be if one of these yahoos get elected?
At the crazy river, Harry's got a gun. Doesn't like debating, 'cause executing's fun.
Ron Paul says his tax cuts will trickle down on me, but we know corporate trickles, just a lot of corporate pee.
At the crazy river, it's a liberal lie.
If you think that's perverse, their flat tax makes it worse. We'll be up a crazy river with a freaking GOP.
Up a crazy river,
unless you're bourgeoisie.
Up a crazy river with a dead economy.
We'll be up a crazy river.
Huber recorded this Bennett Golson tune for the CTI record label, and it became a classic. Here's Horace Washington with Killer Joe.
Thank you.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes and upload manager Brett Schlegel. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.